This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, September 18th. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe. A lot of local stories in the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, which is kind of cool. The Judgment Zone, we have a lot of new music from some really big stars, including Keith Urban and Pink have a new song together. Justin Bieber and what's his name that wears the number 3 hat? The rapper, Chance. The rapper, Chance. So we'll play those for you. What are we going to do with Kennedy's dead body? It's a great conversation on the show today. And producer Dan recaps everything that happened on the show this week with the weekly wrap-up. I want to read you a story real quick, Kennedy, from Yahoo.com in their sports page. Yes.
According Does it have anything to do with Marcus Smart yelling?
According to multiple reports, the Boston Celtics guard, Marcus Smart, did not respond well, cussed and screamed in the postgame locker room, noise that was heard from outside the corridor. The Boston Globe's Gary Washburn reports that Smart screamed, "Y'all on that bull blank." ESPN's Malika Andrews reports that Smart continued to cuss as he exited the locker room. Washburn also reported that items were thrown and described what he called a raucous scene. He said Smart wasn't the only one yelling. There were definitely items thrown and a lot of yelling. Argument is continuing. Locker room is still closed. Been outside a bunch of locker rooms in my days. That was as raucous as I've ever heard. Hashtag Celtics.
I saw a lot of these tweets. It was like, they're still yelling.
I would not want Marcus Smart to yell at me. I'm going to tell you that. He's like one of those people that when he's disappointed in you, when you didn't play well, when you didn't show up,
so
you done messed up.
Just in case you haven't picked up on the context clues here, the Boston Celtics lost game 2, much in the way they lost game 1, where they had a big lead and then they blew it at the end of the game.
Yeah, I cussed after the game 2, so I'm not going to blame Marcus Smart.
No.
I have no fingernails left.
No.
Sitting there watching.
I was
that
pulling
game.
My eyebrows out.
Oh, you guys.
Annie and I were texting each other during the game last night, and at one point Annie just stopped.
I stopped watching.
I don't like how this affects you.
I said I'm not staying up and losing sleep over a team that's not going to show up. I'm all set.
They could easily be 2-0 right now.
See, that's a very healthy thing to do.
I'm all set.
I applaud you taking care of yourself instead of the Celtics.
Because my BPM was about a 165.
So anyway, Celtics are down 0-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. And game 3 is...
Tomorrow night.
What time
8:30
is it?
Tip.
There it is. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A big thank you to Coca-Cola for sponsoring the Good Vibe Tribe. And we have a lot of locals in the Good Vibe Tribe today. And we love when you send them to us. There's an 88-year-old guy in Mattapoisett. His name is Brad Hathaway. And he has been on a mission to walk 24,901 miles. Do you know what that is? That is the exact circumference of the Earth. He started walking 3 miles a day in 1988 when he was dealing with some health problems, and he's hoping to hit his goal next month. He's raising money for charity, and you can find him on GoFundMe. He will walk his final mile October 3rd. Again,
he is literally the most adorable man ever.
Brad Hathaway, look him up. Look up the GoFundMe of the guy attempting to walk 24,901 miles. And then also, I want you to look up a man by the name of Brendan Walsh. No relation.
Come on.
Yep. Somebody actually texted us in this story, so I went looking at his fundraiser, and Brendan has done a lot of fundraisers, but his mission is to raise $10,000 for NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He says he has lost multiple friends to the terrible disease called depression while suffering it himself. My hope is to inspire others to ride, run, swim, ski, hike in their own way to a clearer, happier life. And he is going to run the entirety of Cape Cod.
Wow.
He's going to start down at Race Point Beach in Provincetown and run all the way up to Woods Hole. It's 100 miles is what he's hoping to complete. He's already.
I don't even like driving that.
Right.
Right.
I've biked it. I've biked from Southie.
You don't have to be in traffic there.
So look up him, Brendan Walsh, or if you just want to text me or I'll tweet it out as well, I will share you his. He's hoping to get to 10,000. He's got $7,253 right now. So a couple of local people doing wonderful things in the Good Vibe Tribe. If you're ready to travel, Hawaii is about to open back up.
Right. Let's go.
Right now you have to quarantine for 2 weeks after you arrive, but that ends on October 15th.
Oh, we're here.
As long as you test negative before you fly, you will not have to quarantine. Hershey's doesn't want to cancel Halloween, so they've launched an interactive map that shows you how risky it is to trick-or-treat in every county in America. They also list alternate activities if it's too risky for you. You can check out Halloween2020.org.
Just get t-shirt cannons and just shoot candy at kids.
I don't hate that.
I like that tube thing that guy did.
Yeah.
Slide it down to the kids.
Uh-huh. History teacher in Austin took distance learning to a whole new level last month by crisscrossing the country and doing virtual history lessons from the locations where they happened. She drove 3,000 miles, hit a bunch of spots like Gettysburg, the Lincoln Memorial, and Colonial Williamsburg. She says she was just looking for a way to make this very weird school year a little more fun and interesting for the students, Kennedy.
The teachers are doing such amazing things
right
now.
They don't deserve
it. Right. No.
Hundreds of volunteers did a photo shoot in London wearing their face masks and nothing else.
Like you do.
Okay. Fabs.
Nothing makes you pay attention like boobs.
It's true.
If anything, I found them I lose focus.
Wearing glasses might help lower your risk of catching coronavirus, Kennedy. The theory is they protect your eyes and keep you from touching your face.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody got money for a study for that? Eye protection keeps your eyes safe. Weird.
And
should be a scientist, Kennedy.
There's a fifth grader who is just he is young Carson Kennedy.
Oh, is he petty?
Well, no, he's not petty yet. But he got in trouble. He had to take off his face mask at school. It was a Hooters face mask.
Oh, come on. It's a family restaurant. What's
That's what I'm saying. Dad says there is nothing offensive or derogatory about the mask. It's good wings.
I wouldn't say it's derogatory.
No, it's not. They said it was offensive and derogatory and told him he had to
curly
take it
curly fries. Come on.
Right. Wow. I think that's it. We don't have any audio for the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, but if you want to share your Good Vibe Tribe stories with us, please drop us a text. And a big thank you to Coca-Cola, our sponsor.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is Friday, and every Friday at about this time, we get into all of the new music, and we call it the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Man, we got a couple of big... A couple of big features on this morning, Kennedy, with Chance the Rapper featured in a Justin Bieber song.
Yep.
And Pink featured in a Keith Urban song.
Yes.
But before we get to those, We're going to start with a hometown girl from Newton Center. It is Rachel Platt. The new song is called Soldiers, and it's been a minute since we've heard from our girl, Rachel. She joined us. You may remember we did an interview with her very on in the pandemic, and she was actually in a recording studio at the time.
It feels like 7 years ago.
It really does.
March.
This one apparently is an absolute anthem. It's going to make you feel like you can conquer anything. She took to Twitter to explain why she felt it was more important than ever to drop this song. She said, "It is my answer to all the division and confusion around us. I really believe that we need art and beauty of all kinds right now to help remind us of who we are and what we all have, the same beating hearts. So this is my little call to creators of all kinds. We need you." This is Rachel Platten, new. It's called Soldiers. What do you think, Kennedy?
I think Rachel Platten is the cover girl for anthems one needs when one is feeling blue.
Yes.
And when one feels that they can't move the mountain in front of them.
Right.
You play a Rachel Platten song.
Yes.
And suddenly it's a little molehill.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her so much.
I always forget how good her vocals are.
I know.
She's unbelievable.
She hit some notes in there and I was just like, wow, those are like Mariah Carey-esque
little
notes.
Little whistle notes in the back.
Sam Smith, Diamonds Kennedy. Sam is back and better than ever. They surprised us all yesterday by dropping this single and announcing that the new album, Love Goes, is coming. Sam tweeted, "The last 2 years have been the most experimental time of my life, personally, but also musically. Every time I went to the studio, I promised myself I would shoot for the stars and have no limitations. The result has been so magical and so therapeutic and fun. My love for music is so broad, and all of my musical guilty pleasures became pleasures. No guilt, no shame, just the love of singing and creating and dancing." Love Goes is set to drop October 30th. From Sam Smith, Kennedy, this is Diamonds.
Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care, how little you care. How little you care. You dream of glitter and gold. My heart's already been sold. Show you how little I care. How little I care. How little
drop
I
that
care.
Beat.
My diamonds leave with you.
Oh.
You're never gonna hear my heart break. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds leave with you.
That could be a number one song.
That's
right
a
there.
Surprise banger from. He's usually a sad boy.
Sam is speaking. They always speak of someone who broke their heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Always, always, always.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is the Sam Smith I love.
I said to Kennedy this morning, the real tragedy is we are not a club cafe and can't listen to this song while watching the music video. That is what Sam would want. I'm upset.
It is indeed.
Wow, I'm upset.
That's good. Sam Smith. Again, that one is called Diamonds, Max and Suga. From BTS, Kennedy, the new song is called Blueberry Eyes. Max is feeling reborn with his new album, Color Vision, which dropped today. 2 years ago, Max had surgery on his vocal cords that left him unable to speak or sing for 4 months. Max said, "It felt like I was reborn, and that's the theme of the entire album, finding the color in your life and shunning the negatives and really diving into what's positive. Things that you've overlooked before." As for teaming up with Suga from BTS, the two became friends when Max was touring in Seoul, and they sealed the deal with Korean barbecue and a Lakers game when BTS was touring in the U.S. Blueberry Eyes is filled with beautiful, loving lyrics to his wife, Emily. You know, we met Max many, many years ago. One of my all-time favorite, you know, mixed lounge performances here at the radio station. He jumped up on our conference table and started singing.
And he loves his wife.
He loves his wife.
Yes. It is something to behold.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
So Max and Suga from BTS, this is called Blueberry Eyes.
Kiss you each morning, the strawberry sky.
Okay.
L. 내 그림자를 가르나.
난 주기빛 어둡기만 한 내 삶을 뒤집어 놓노 나 어쩌면 아무것도 아닐지 너를 만나기 전엔 그저 부자껏 없던 나 에이 부자껏 없던 나 에이 그 전에 삶은 다 하루도 대충 때우기에 급급했었잖아 우리의 날
No idea what he was saying but I am here for
but
it.
But now I want to learn.
Me too. Mm. And he, Suga does the same, I feel like, similar things that American rappers do, and they do this like,
I kept hearing.
Jay-Z.
Wow.
I was like, Suga.
Watermelon Suga and Blueberry Eyes. I'm here for it this year.
It's a good song.
All superfruits.
Very important.
Kennedy played a little clip of this yesterday, but it was like a Zoom video version. It was, you know, it wasn't the best quality. Well, now we actually have it. Keith Urban and Pink. It's called One Too Many. We got the little taste of it during the ACMs, and now it's available for your ears whenever you want to hear it. Pink is becoming quite the name when it comes to country music. Of course, she joined Kenny Chesney back in 2016 with Setting the World on Fire, and then she teamed up with Chris Stapleton for Love You Anyway back in 2019. Now these two have joined forces for a fun ballad, Kennedy. One Too Many is a part of Keith's upcoming album, The Speed of Now, Part 1. Keith said, I've always loved Pink's voice, but her artistry and her multifaceted ability to create and her God-given talent truly makes her one of the greatest voices of our time.
Preach.
Okay, then.
Keith
Preach.
Urban and Pink, it's called One Too Many.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. Spend all my money drinking on my own, yeah. In this bar, just sat here staring at my phone. And I keep second guessing, where did I go wrong? I know I'm proud, but I've let one too many come take me home.
Mm. I listened to that 75 times yesterday, and I'm not exaggerating.
I watched the video this morning. It's so good.
It's so
Pink
good.
Can walk into any genre and just be like, I am queen here now.
Yeah. You're going to let me sing on your track
but
now.
She doesn't have that, like, listen to me vibe. It's always super collaborative. She's not trying to overpower anybody. No. She's
Absolutely.
Trying to be part of the conversation, and that's why I love her.
I know. Her in a feature with Anthrax, Dan, that would be
she
straight
would
fire,
it.
Right?
I bet she could do Screamo if she wanted.
Yep. All right, here it is, Annie. I know you've listened to this one 75 times as well. Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper. The song is called Holy, and could it be a new era for the your era?
Era.
A new era.
Era.
That's when you know you're from Boston when you add R's to the end words.
Could it be a new era for the Biebs? The new song incorporates a spiritual religious vibe, Kennedy, while still maintaining Bieber's best work, singing about his relationship. Justin and Chance are both very vocal about their connection with God and how faith has changed their lives. You can hear it in this song. Along with the song, the video dropped, which features Justin as a working man who loses his job but still finds hope with his girlfriend. Chance and Justin collaborated back in 2018 on DJ Khaled's No Brainer. Could the two team up for more gospel-like songs like this, Kennedy? Here it is. This is Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper. It's called Holy.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint. But I might go down to the river. 'Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch, yeah, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star.
Oh.
Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so.
Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper, that is Holy.
All right. I have thoughts.
Yes.
The video just spoke to me.
Please watch it.
I almost cried twice. It's wonderful.
Yes.
I don't like the song.
Really?
Not really.
Why?
I it's hard for me to put in words.
Uh-huh.
Because it feels like it's this, I feel like he's using this sort of religious-y, Christian rocky kind of a feel.
Uh-huh.
But then talking about weed. Having sex with his wife. Which is fine, because all of these things were given to us by God, if that's what you believe.
Sure.
You're supposed to do these things.
Right.
Or whatever. It's just, it feels like it's two different things trying to be one thing.
The lyrics are definitely not typical gospel Christian rock
vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what gospel needs right now.
But I also feel like people kind of created this narrative. Do you know what I mean? That they were like, oh, well, Justin's coming out with a new Christian rock song. And he's like, no, I just...
This song is Christian rock all day long.
But and here's the thing, and I've heard this a lot, like, Christianity doesn't have to be weird.
100%.
Right? And so this, it's normal. Christianity is normal.
You should be able to talk about sex and talk about God in the
same
time.
Yeah, you can love weed, sex, and Jesus, right?
He gave it to all of us, right? So yeah.
Right. So I love that. I love that. That it's like, it's just making Christian music, you know.
I just like that it had a trap beat. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, Yummy and Intentions didn't really do it for me. That was kind of hitting.
Yeah.
Don't think that I'll be a saint, but I might go down to the river, 'cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch, yeah, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
I just see people like at a church service, their hands up, like that's what I have in my head.
I just want to give you a hug.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh God, running to the altar like a track star, can't wait another second, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me.
2020, the year we got gospel albums from Kanye West and Justin Bieber.
I need to hear that Chance the Rapper verse before I make a
decision. It's pretty good.
That's where the weed comes in.
Ah. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. The 72nd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards are happening on Sunday, and they are promising 138 stars live from 114 locations around the world across 10 different countries. What could go wrong? Jimmy Kimmel seems to think pretty much everything. He will be hosting virtually this year, and he says, I know everyone will get crazy when I say this, but this will probably be the lowest rated Emmys of all time. I would bet almost anything in it. Of course it will. He expressed some frustration and exhaustion with all the changes being implemented to make sure all the 140 nominees have working cameras and connections in their homes.
Yeah.
So if you've tried to do a, you know, a web chat with your mom, your dad, your friends, your whatever, now multiply that by 140.
Similar. Very similar.
And it's live, being beamed into homes all across the world.
I'm just trying to remember the actor that plays Logan Roy on Succession is, I can't remember his name right now, but like picturing him setting up this camera, like it's just all of that. It's just, it's not a good time for Mr. Kimmel, and he's a lovely, lovely man.
He says it'll be some combination of the Emmys and Big Brother, because we don't know for sure how it's going to work.
Perfect.
But winners will be accepting their awards at home, and Jimmy says they're surrounded by their families so that we have a genuine emotion and excitement when they win. That's what I'm hoping for, because we're certainly not going to have it at the empty Staples Center.
Kennedy, just a sidebar to him being worried about the ratings. The Academy of Country Music Awards, airing 5 months later than planned due to the coronavirus pandemic, fell victim to that delay and general downward trend among award shows. It won the night, but it was the lowest ratings they've ever had. So I don't know why people are just, maybe they're tired of watching a screen right now, or it's not interesting.
It's just not the same.
Right. Hey, you're not doing a lot. Like,
there's audiences. Right. There's no screaming and yelling. And regardless, just put an asterisk by this year. Let's not count it. And let's
absolutely
move on.
Yeah.
That'll be Sunday, 8 o'clock on ABC. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are expecting their third child. We all knew that, but what we didn't know is if they're having a boy or a girl. She's currently on bed rest, and she accidentally revealed the gender while talking about her pregnancy on her Instagram story.
Anyways, it's super weak. It's so weird because the baby's really, really healthy, and he's big.
He's big.
Whoopsies.
And then she went, whoops, and covered her mouth. But instead of deleting the video and saying, I don't know what you're talking about, she owned it. She posted it with the caption, might as well tell you.
I can't wait.
What it is.
And that's how you do a gender reveal without burning down California.
I swear. And even though they've been divorced now for 15 years, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston seem to be very good friends, at least
in
on
the
Zoom chat. They did the Fast Times at Ridgemont High table read yesterday, and it was pretty funny. They took on one of the more awkward and memorable moments in the film. So I'm going to play you the audio from this, but I need you to picture in your head from the movie the scene where Judge Reinhold is in the bathroom after seeing Phoebe Cates' character in a red bikini, and the stage directions are being voiced by Morgan Freeman.
Angle on Brad, trying to cover himself and act nonchalant and keep his back turned at the same time. The words barely escape his mouth.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. She closes the door behind her.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
And that brings us to our second break.
Dane Cook played Mark Ratner. Jimmy Kimmel played 30 different characters. Shia LaBeouf was a very believable Jeff Spicoli. He memorized all of his lines and did them in a van while smoking.
I love him.
John Legend was Charles Jefferson and his little brother. Ray Liotta was Mr. Hand. Matthew McConaughey was Mike DeMone. And Sean Penn was the early 80s equivalent of Uber Eats, and Julia Roberts was Stacey Hamilton.
Chrissy Teigen said that John Legend was on the Zoom call, and she just was like, oh, John's doing something with Dane Cook. Like, I love Dane. Let me pop on. And so Chrissy, like, poked her head in, and then she was like, oh, my God, there's 75 celebrities on this. It was, like, every name. Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf. She was like, I need to leave. I need to leave right now.
My dad's got a monster set of tools. I can fix it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You know, I thought yesterday's conversation about what would your name be if you were named after where were you conceived was my favorite topic on the show for 2020. And that just got usurped by today's topic.
Yep.
What should I do with Kennedy's dead body?
You want to see a dead body?
617-931-1234 because, well, I'm going to outlive you. I'm, you know, it's
100%.
My
yeah,
family.
You're just one of those.
That's where the smart money is,
yeah,
unfortunately.
I get family that go well into their 90s and hundreds. We just live forever. It's dumb luck.
Oh, really, so do mine, but that doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll just stumble into 100, no
choices
problem.
Choices were made.
Right. So. And I'm Kennedy's emergency contact.
So, yeah, pretty much in anything I do, every doctor's office, every appointment I go to when I rappel down buildings, Carson is my
emergency
person because I don't have family here and he's my family. And so that's what's what. So I don't know how we got on the subject the other day, but I'm like, what are you going
to
do with me?
Yeah. I need to know what I'm supposed to do.
Because we have
you.
Funeral arrangements already. Carson is DJing the funeral.
Right.
Love.
Right.
There will be no sadness.
No.
Lots of whiskey.
A lot of Prince.
And not one Old Town Road.
Come on. Just one.
No. I will come back from the dead.
I would love.
And haunt your asses for the rest of your life, and you don't want that.
Out of the casket.
Yeah, it's got to be, you know, spreading of the ashes of some sort, you know.
I feel like some kind of a tour.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I want to put your ashes in a little locket and take you on a trip.
Are you going to be a high-maintenance dead person?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, she is. My mom carried around my grandfather in a little glass jar for years, and like she'd be out at a bar and just take him out of her purse and set it up on the counter.
That's what I want to sit at a bar and be like, this is Kennedy, and open you up in my little locket.
Let me grab Maria from Medford. What should I do with Kennedy's dead body, Maria?
So I think there's this, the ashes get put into a little nature pod that grows a tree. So a tree pod for Kennedy.
And then you can go visit me whenever you like.
That's right.
You can sit under my branches as
no
I
shade.
Afford you shade.
No
I can,
shade.
I can take Elvis for a walk there and he can pee on you.
100%.
And you can
your kids can
back.
Climb
lots
the tree.
Exactly, yeah. Like the giving tree.
Oh, that is
hitting me in the Shel Silverstein right now.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, thank you, Maria. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too.
Somebody suggested sending you off with a Friday free for all. That's just cruel and unusual punishment.
Guys, we already know I'm going to hell. Like, why would you do that?
What if we put you in a canoe and shot flaming arrows at you?
That's your funeral, Dan. Why would I take yours?
I just want to shoot flaming arrows.
You can't make me have a Viking funeral just because you want to shoot arrows. I tell you what, though, if you want to have a party and shoot arrows, like, do that.
Oh, this one's lame. I'm sorry, from the 978. We should all sing a beautiful song for a beautiful woman.
No. Love you.
Okay, a bunch of people are talking about a weekend at Kennedy's, like Weekend at Bernie's. Somebody suggested at the Mixed Beach.
I'll have you sitting up there on a
at that
bar
rich
stool.
Guy's house. Perfect. No, she's just still. She's meditating.
Just some sunglasses and a big hat. Nobody will know.
A little string for waving.
No, she's always that pale. That's just Kennedy.
That's true.
And that stiff. By the way, your mom said it was home in bed.
She did?
Yeah.
I can't believe she answered you.
Yeah.
Wow. You can get any information. You are the worst.
Mom.
Your mom told me where you were conceived.
Mom.
Thank you.
I meant to text her and say, do not answer whatever he asked you.
Too late.
And I forgot.
It's okay, Kennedy. People get here that way.
I don't need to know about anything regarding
now,
that
now
with
we
those
all
two
know.
People.
All right. I think we're done with this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Just continuing on with the conversation about what I should do with Kennedy's dead body when she dies. Well, hopefully it's a dead body when you die. That would be awkward.
Or just, you know, what's left, what I leave behind.
Yes.
From the 781, you should have Kennedy cremated and then put her ashes in an hourglass so she can still participate in Can't Be Kennedy. This is a genius idea. This is my favorite idea. This is the one that's happening. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Let's get to the dirty. We got the Friday free-for-all coming up at 7:45 right after Campy Kennedy. And then also producer Dan recaps everything that happened on the show at 8:15. That is the weekly wrap-up.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Jerry Harris has been arrested. We told you earlier this week that the FBI started investigating the cheer star after a pair of 14-year-old twins accused him of soliciting sex from them.
And real quick, Kennedy, for people that don't know, this show Cheer was on Netflix.
It was on Netflix. It sort of started around the time that we all were locked down, so it became kind of an instant hit. It follows a junior college called Navarro that's in Texas. And they have been the most winningest junior college at the national championships.
Oh, really?
Like the last 15 out of the last 18 years.
Oh, wow.
So it just follows these kids as they try and get on the team, as they you know, work in school and work out of school and all of this stuff. And Jerry was the breakout star. He was the one that you loved, that you rooted for.
Mm-hmm. So he was
kind and good.
So he doesn't work for the school. He was just a team.
He was a cheerleader.
He was a cheerleader.
Okay. Yeah, but he was like never on the. They have all of these cheerleaders, and only so many can go to the big show, Carson. Only so many can be on the mat at the same time.
To be the elites or the all-stars,
you know,
or
just they only have 14 people on the squad for the routine, but they have 25 people on the team.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He was the underdog.
And he was the underdog.
Who would cheer for everybody on the side, and everybody loved him because he was so like a shining light of hope.
He's the reason we started doing Annadale's Mad Talk.
He is the originator of Mad Talk.
So the boys and their mother, Kristen, filed a lawsuit against him for sexual misconduct and sexually exploiting others in the cheer community. According to reports, he was picked up yesterday in Illinois and charged with the production of child pornography after it was revealed that he got nude pictures from minors. According to the complaint, Jerry was interviewed earlier this week and admitted to engaging in continuous social media conversations with minors that were sexual in nature. The goal was to entice them into performing acts with him in person. In addition, he was soliciting and receiving child pornography on Snapchat from at least 10 to 15 other individuals he knew were minors. And if convicted, he faces up to 30 years in prison. He appeared in court yesterday, but he was not required to enter a plea. The government wanted him detained as a danger to the community. His attorney wanted him released because he's asthmatic and at risk for COVID. However, he is in jail until Monday's hearing. And Netflix saying, "We are shocked by this news. Any abuse of minors is a terrible crime and we respect the legal process." So
I think that's the biggest thing. Like, everybody is shocked.
It hurts my heart.
It's just someone that was so genuine on the show. Like, he was who he was. You wanted to root for him. You loved him. He was this positive energy in such a intense environment.
Right.
And just to know that people have those demons and can be that evil. Like, I saw the screenshots.
Did they scrub him from the show, or did they pull the show off of Netflix? Is it still up?
I have no idea. I don't know.
It's probably still up now, but I mean, I'm sure they'll make a decision today on what they're going
to do. How many seasons has Cheer been on?
It's just one.
But they were filming a second, as I recall, last year, but then COVID happened. So, but they were filming the second season. But was he still there, or had he graduated?
They were all coming back one way or another. For the show.
Hollywood. All right. Well, speaking of jail, congratulations to Lori Loughlin. She got to serve her prison sentence in the facility of her choice.
Oh.
Who knew you got a choice?
Well, rich people.
She will be housed at the FCI Victorville, which is the prison closest to her house.
Oh, of course it is.
She has to surrender on November 19th, and after she gets out of jail, she'll be on supervised release for 2 years, but she won't be subject to the drug testing condition because the court has determined that she didn't use substances. It wasn't a thing. However, she has to comply with the collection of DNA. Of course, she and her husband convicted for taking part in the college admission scandals. As per their plea agreement, she'll spend 2 months in jail. Massimo will be 5 months, community service fines and whatnot.
Yeah. Wow.
So for the first time ever, Time Magazine will reveal this year's list of the world's most influential people before the print debut. Is this in there? Is DI4?
Yes.
Time? Okay, great. Thank you. I want you to listen to this. This is sort of the promo that they're running.
Okay.
And I want you to listen very carefully and see if you hear anything that you're like, wait, what?
For the first time on television, the new Time 100 honorees will be revealed with appearances by Trevor Noah, Sandra Oh, Kumail Nanjiani, John Legend, Harry and Meghan, and special performances from Halsey and Jennifer Hudson. The Time 100, Tuesday, September 22nd, only on ABC.
Anybody catch it?
They don't say Prince Harry.
Correct!
They just say Harry and Meghan. They're just Harry and Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's official, Carson. That's it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure I can still find some Queen stories every once in a while, but...
What are we going to do with the ashes of the Royal Update?
That's going with Carson.
There's still so much drama over there. I'm sure we'll find ways to make it work.
It won't let me out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Whew, what a week.
It was busy.
Man, Kennedy, think about what happened this week.
We did some stuff.
We heard about Annie's boyfriend, Rob, who is now forever will be known as the Gout King.
Yep. What a title.
What else did we talk about this week on the show, Kennedy?
We gave away some money.
We gave away some money?
Yeah.
A whole lot of it.
We did?
Just a little.
What?
A little
shy of $3,000.
What?
NBD.
You're kidding me.
I can't.
Oh, the Venmo challenge, right, Kennedy?
Correct.
I have a feeling this might come up. It's time for it. The Dope Rhymes, the Fat Beats, Producer Dan, and the Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. Shikaka. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. The Muffin Man.
Yeah,
catch
yeah.
me on Dreary Lane. What's happening?
Happening.
A.k.a. Fernie Brook Fabio.
Yes, you are. Uh-huh.
A.k.a. Lil Grape Drink Kennedy.
Grape Drink.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap. I'm back to serve a purpose. Roots, Chris Flow. They got dollar menu verses. I'm never coming with the soft rap. You know that I'm fire. Taco Bell sauce packs. First up, this is all I want to talk about. How you 28 years old getting all the gout? Annie's man got gout, so we're all clear. What in the early bird special's going on here? Like, gout? Are you hearing him? That disease is for like Chesters and Miriams. I'm just saying, I never heard of all of that. Did you get a life alert in your starter pack? I'm joking on it right now, just wildin'. But no beer or red meat, moment of silence. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Fred Flintstone's diet ain't for everybody. Annie's at a wit's end how to get the message through. She'll have to airdrop in some green vegetables. She'll make you take care of yourself. If this was ancient Egypt, it would be a sign of great wealth. Little silver lining if you heard me. What you gonna get next, man? Scurvy? I hope you feel better and it speeds up. Have a tart cherry juice. Put your feet up. Over 2800's what it came to. We did the Venmo challenge and y'all came through. In the world, we want to put good energy. So we devised a plan starring Kennedy. You Venmo with the money, she'll take it further. She'll leave a dollar as a tip for one server. The cash started flying in like right away. Y'all were well prepared to make somebody's day. Almost $3,000 like I've never seen before. Went to eat at a place she's never been before. Blarney Stone in the dot, but it was hot. Soon as she sat down, Kennedy, oh my god, a Manny Dow second cousin or whatever. She got spotted, almost bolted with the cheddar. She was like, oh no, you're mistaken. She sat down to order, her hands shaking, quaking as she reads through the menu. Hi, my name's Noah, how can I help you? Welcome to our venue, I hear it's your first time. If you need any help, that would be fine. Target acquired, but he stops in his tracks. Not an outcast, but he's getting 3 stacks. Now's time, getting close to do the act. He's really quiet, she's worried how he'll react. Showtime, light the candle, here we go. She gave him the money, he said, no, no way, that ain't for me. You got like 2 extra O's, don't you see? Kennedy said, no, this ain't a trick or a prank. He was overcome, started giving thanks. Far as faith in humanity, trust. The first thing he said was, this'll help us. She said, this is all for you, I declare it. It's the right thing to do, I'm gonna share it. When he did it, he was even nonchalant. He split the money around the whole restaurant. Last thing I wanna say before I leave you, the right energy will find the right people. And this Venmo challenge was living proof of that. Shout out to Noah and the Blarney Stone, man. And shout out to you guys for making it happen. You made that whole restaurant's day. Best listeners in Boston, hands down. Fight me. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Not an outcast, but you get 3 stacks, Dan? Are you kidding me? I drew 3,000 on an A.
Producer Dan in the weekly wrap-up every Friday at about this time, where he recaps everything that happened on the show. And if you ever miss it, we do put that up in the podcast. You can get our podcast through the iTunes podcasting app and, of course, on radio.com or mix1041.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.